6. The Bell Room. From this room, we will listen to three explanations about what can be seen here, a description of the top floor, in other words, the pavilion, and the ringing of bells. If we look around, we will see that this section was built with stone slabs. Like the other rooms, it is octagonal in shape and has windows in its walls, except on the side of the stairs. The windows are semicircular arches and house the turning bells. If we look up at the ceiling, we will see the carved stone vault and the town's coat of arms that is preserved on the keystone, a symbol that reflected the bell tower's municipal ownership. The floor is made of baked clay bricks positioned edgewise, forming a radial pattern from the centre, where we can observe the wooden keystone that we saw earlier from below, through which the ropes were passed to the bell ringer's house. On one of the walls there is a ratchet, a sort of small wooden instrument used at Easter, since the bells are not supposed to be rung during the days of the Passion. From Maundy Thursday to the Glory Mass of Holy Saturday, everything is determined to be pain and recollection, therefore even the bells are quiet. How are the bells tolled? Bells are percussion instruments that need to be struck to emit sounds. For this purpose, an inner clapper or an exterior hammer is used. Clappers are the elongated components that hang inside the bells. The turning of the bells, and thus the clapper striking the bell, is possible thanks to the bell yoke, which is the wooden part from which the rest of the instrument hangs. Two of the bells could be rung from the street, both to give various daily signals and to warn of possible fires. The bells of El Fadri are made of bronze, and due to their continuous use and other events causing damage, they had to be reforged. In 1604, the master bell ringer Bernabe Garcia made the clock bell, located on the rooftop, and five others whose names are unknown to us. The only one that remains today is the clock bell, popularly known as Tafol, while the others have been reforged several times or have been made anew. From the access door through which we entered, and from left to right, there is a bell in each of the first three windows. Jaume, weighing 1,302 kilograms, Angel, weighing 1,915 kilograms, and Vicente, which weighs 579 kilograms. In the next window, there are two bells. At the top is the smallest of the whole set, known by the diminutive name of Doloretes, due to its small size and weighing just 53 kilograms, and just below, Victoria, weighing 356 kilograms. The next bell is Christina, weighing 244 kilograms, followed by Joaquima, weighing 166 kilograms. And lastly, in the seventh window, is the bell known as Maria, dating to 1789 and weighing 881 kilograms. The bells were all destroyed in 1936, with only the clock bell and the Maria bell remaining as alarm bells. The bells we see in this room are the ones that are rung on various occasions by the bell ringer. The ones we find in the pavilion are the bells connected to the clock. At the top, there is one more floor, the rooftop, where the pavilion is located. Let us now listen to the last explanations from there.